Strategy sells 32 BTC to test its own selling process. Strategy sold 32 Bitcoin and wants everyone to know it was on purpose. In a remark relayed by crypto news account Wu Blockchain on June 13, 2026, the company's chief executive said the sale was made to inoculate the market and test our selling process. It is the first disclosed instance of the largest corporate Bitcoin holder parting with any of its stack. The amount is small. At a Bitcoin price of about $6,434 as of June 13, 2026, 32 coins works out to roughly $2 million, or a rounding error against a treasury the company has built up since 2020. That gap between the size of the sale and the size of the holdings is the whole story. A deliberate drill, not a liquidation. The framing matters more than the number. A company that has spent years telling investors it would hold Bitcoin through every drawdown chose to run a live exercise. Move a token amount, watch how the order routes, confirm the operational plumbing works, and do it in daylight so nobody mistakes a future sale for a panic. Treasuries that have never sold an asset do not actually know how their own machinery behaves until they pull the lever once. This was the lever, pulled gently. The word inoculate is doing real work. The implication is that a tiny announced sale now builds tolerance for the idea of selling later, so that if Strategy ever does move a larger block, the market has already seen the company sell without the sky falling. It is sentiment management as much as it is an operations check. From may sell to actually selling. This lands days after Strategy's leadership signaled that the company could sell Bitcoin when necessary, a shift in tone we covered when it surfaced. At the time, it read as a hedge in language only. A 32 BTC sale turns that hedge into a documented action. The posture has moved from rhetorical flexibility to a proof of capability. For a firm whose stock has traded as a leverage proxy on Bitcoin, the distinction is not academic. Shareholders bought into a story of relentless accumulation. A test sale, however small, reframes the treasury as something the company will actively manage rather than only add to. Whether holders read that as prudent risk control or as a chip in the original thesis will depend on what Strategy does next. Not on these 32 coins. Timing into extreme fear, the sale comes while the market is already nervous. The Crypto Fear and Greed Index sat at 19 in extreme fear on June 13, 2026, with Bitcoin up only 0.37% on the day and roughly 5.9% over the prior week. Choosing to surface a sale during a fearful tape is itself a signal of confidence. A company worried about spooking buyers would not advertise selling into weakness. Running the drill now at small size suggests management wanted the test on the record before any moment when a real sale might be read as distress. Strategy is not alone in trimming. Bitcoin-backed corporate borrowers have been managing their balance sheets actively this quarter, including one treasury firm that sold hundreds of coins to retire debt. The difference is intent. Those sales served a funding need. Strategy's, by its own account, served no purpose beyond testing the process. The read for holders. None of this changes the mechanics for an individual holding Bitcoin in self-custody or spending it day to day. It does carry a reminder. Large institutions that hold crypto on your behalf or whose tokens back the products you use make treasury decisions on their own schedule, and those decisions move sentiment well before they move price. That is part of the case some users make for keeping assets in self-custody rather than leaning entirely on a third party's balance sheet. For now, the number to remember is 32. Not because $2 million matters to a company of Strategy's size, but because it is the first time the answer to would they ever sell became yes on the record by design.